Good morning, bombers. This is President Riley, and it's my privilege to give our extended examine this morning. You know, every year, millions of people make promises to themselves. Maybe you did too. Maybe you thought about setting a goal. You know, I'm going to get in better shape. I'm getting all my assignments in on time. I'm going to get an A in math. I am going to finally stop doom scrolling. I'm going to get more focused. I'm more disciplined, more consistent. But what happens? Research shows that by January 19th, 42% of all New Year goals have been abandoned. Goals don't fail necessarily because people aren't capable. I would suggest they fail because they were not aligned. And today's reflection is about goals and alignment. Choosing goals that are worthy. Goals that build you into the kind of man you want to be, not just build a resume. So let's begin in our usual way and try to make ourselves present to the moment. Let's take a deep breath. Be aware that God is here. Yes, in the chapel, but also in the weight room, in your classroom, on the stage, in your group chats, your relationships. God's there in your stress and in your ambitions. Be present. Stir up gratitude. Name a win from last week. Something you're grateful for. Something real. A practice, a grade, a friendship moment, a breakthrough, an opportunity. Stir up gratitude. Be honest with yourself. Is there an area you're not proud of from the past week? Procrastination, temper, ego, anxiety, comparison, lust, dishonesty, disrespect, laziness, cutting corners, objectifying someone. In my own life, I try to practice doing a daily examine and many, many meditations. And I try to end with a discerning a resolution or a goal, not just something that I can do, but something I should do, something worthy. And sometimes it's hard to sort out what to do. And so I kind of go through a little bit of a filter. Like a dignity filter. Does this goal or resolution, does it respect my mind, body, and soul? And the same for other people's mind, body, and soul? Or perhaps a virtue filter. Will it make me more disciplined, honest, courageous, just, or humble? Sometimes I use a common good filter. Will this build up my team, my family, my school? Or is it just for me? And probably the most challenging is a freedom filter. Reaching this goal, will it make me more free? Will it control my ego, my need for approval, my impulsivity? I think worthy goals can be achieved if we focus not just on success, but virtue. You know, our faith and the ethics of our faith emphasize that decisions shape who we become. And a worthy goal is one that forms you in virtues. You know, wise judgment, for example, or the virtue of prudence. Fairness, giving others their due. That's justice. Courage and grit, that's fortitude. Self-mastery, that's temperance. The right goals are training reps for your character. I think that's worth repeating. The right goals are the training reps for your character. You know, St. Xavier High School is known for excellence and high-achieving, athletic, talented, entrepreneurial people. They face distortions. For example, ego goals. I'm setting this goal because I need to prove I'm the best. Or an approval goal. I need to look impressive. I need people to like me. A control goal is like, if I get this right, everybody, it'll be my way and it'll work. I know best. Or a shortcut goal. Well, I can cut these corners because what really matters are the results, not integrity. And a worthy goal is the opposite. It's not just excellence. It's integrity first excellence. Not just excellence, integrity first excellence. You know, you might set a goal on academics. You know, I'm not going to miss assignments for 3 weeks. Or I'll start homework within 30 minutes of getting home. I'll be ready to learn within 60 seconds of entering my classroom. That can promote discipline and honesty. Or how about humility and coachability? I'll seek help as soon as I am confused in this class. Or maybe your athletic pursuits have your attention, but you know you're not sleeping enough. So work on that self-mastery. Sleep 7.5 hours on a school night and do it for 14 days. Or stop giving yourself your own hype and stop believing it and watch game film for 20 minutes 3 times a week. Or stop worrying about yourself and focus on your teammate who's struggling. Maybe you want to work on leadership. Leadership's backed up with justice and common good. Perform a service that actually helps someone, not just your status. Celebrate achievement honestly. Forget the hype and manipulation of the facts. Do something that makes the community better without seeking credit. Or maybe there's goals in relationships or your digital life. No sexually objectifying content for 14 days. That will give you freedom. No trash talk or gossip in group chats for a week. Build up your character of respect. Or how about apologize to one person with whom you've been harsh? Don't expect people to believe that you're perfect. Or maybe you want to work on your artistic expression. Dedicate 30 minutes a day to just practice, because you have to do the work, not just think about it. Or be open to a critique. Show the courage. You know, once you think of a goal and you're working on it, if it doesn't seem like it's getting you there, ask yourself, if you hit the goal, are you going to be more free or more obsessed? Does this goal require me to lie or cheat or manipulate or use people? You got to throw that goal out. And who benefits besides you? Is it your team or your family, your classmates? Is it the poor? Is it the overlooked? Is it the lonely? What virtue are you training? Discipline, courage, humility, patience, purity, justice. As you look at 2026, your goals for your life, build your virtues, not just your resume. We all know talent gets attention, but character gets trust. We talk about the modus and aiming high. True, but aim true. Integrity first. The right goals are training reps for your character. It's not just excellence, it's integrity first excellence. My personal prayer I'll share to end is to ask God to purify my motives, strengthen my will, make me the kind of man who keeps his word, serves others, is not afraid to start again when I fail. Amen. Thank you for your attention.